Hey, everybody. Today I have Alisa Margolis with us. Thank you, Alisa, for taking the time today during the special situation that we have at the moment to talk to me. So how are you doing today?
Today's starting off to be a good day. It's really nice to connect with you. And just know that everything is still somehow going, despite not physically being able to be in touch. But it's been challenging in terms of, I think this is not meeting up with people is really starting to catch up a bit, but at the same time, we found our ways around it, which is also kind of weird somehow. But I'm trying not to think about that aspect. I'm really grateful that we have the technology and that we have the possibility to find workarounds to connect. And things seem to be loosening up a little bit. So it's a new normal. Let's put it that way. And how are you? How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing fine. It's we were lucky that we were able to open up the gallery just last week. So, and people are coming in and they're really happy to, see the art and buy art and support the local, local stores and galleries here. So that's really nice to see, they're really interested and they want to do something and support the places here in Berlin. So that's really nice. And besides that, I've been busy doing our kids club that we just started off 2 weeks ago, and it has a good feedback so far. So parents get every week some information about what creative things they can do with their kids. And we also give them some tips about, virtual visits of museums or places. So that's something nice. And I also like to investigate it all the time. So, it's been some kind of busy. But, we're trying also to find new ways to be in touch with our kids and parents so far. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, I really appreciate that as well. I think it's great that you offer this for parents. And as a parent, I can tell you that I'm also really grateful when I can find new ideas of what to do at home and to keep our days, although we are quite busy with all this homeschooling, but it's really amazing that you offer that. I think that's really fantastic.
I'll definitely also put you on the list so you can be part of it and enjoy it. Alisa has been with Ciao Coyote for a while. We are having now an exhibition here at the gallery with her beautiful posters. People love it to see them, that's for sure.
Great.
And how is your creative working at the moment going along with this whole homeschooling situation? I guess it's some kind of challenging, right?
Yeah, to say the least. I mean, it's my son is 8 and I think I had this vision of what I would be able to do with him once. I was quite excited to be involved in his, education more on a day-to-day basis and to kind of see exactly what he's doing, because usually I would ask him and what he's doing in school. He's like, oh yeah, it's fine. So it's nice to have that insight. But now I'm fully in it. And so it's nice to see that. But then I think I had this vision of all this creative fun stuff that we could do together. And there's hardly any time between just even managing all of the kind of day-to-day assignments that he has to do in the Zoom meetings. And it's really become about finding a relationship to all of that, because it's not, you have to sort of take some and leave some and just, find what works for your rhythm and also you as a parent and not as a teacher, because it's a whole other reaction. So, we've been, I think the first couple of weeks were a huge adjustment, and My son actually really loves the homeschooling. Like, I think he almost prefers it, which is kind of crazy.
So, well, I guess, for a while it's okay, but
yeah, I'm like, yeah, it's great. Challenging. No, but I mean, which, you know, gives me a lot of positive feedback. So as I think we're doing an okay job with it. But yeah, in terms of getting work done, you know, I'm really trying to squeeze it in and try to have him do things with me. I think he was really excited that we were going to do this interview, and he keeps coming up with ideas for stuff for me to paint. I just, yeah, it's a question of making the time. So that's still the challenge. I can still go to my studio, so that's good. But between, you know, my teaching job and just my daily practice and the homeschooling, it's a, let's put it this way, it's like a different level of activity. And also I feel like I've had ideas for ways to adapt to this situation as well. I mean, I think that there's definitely, I can see now how on a real day-to-day basis, what I would like to have at home to help learn with my child. And so I've started working on that some more, and definitely with my son. So it's, he's learning about biomes now. This is a long way of answering this question, but
I know. but it's good that you still have your space, your art space, we can go to and at least try to a little bit disconnect. You know, it's the same for me, because I also have my daughter. She's 5 years old at home, and it's also, I also bring her obviously to the gallery. And but it's a different kind of working, that's for sure. If you can concentrate on working, or if you're distracted because your kids is always around and asking you things, and
and you think it's gonna
keep you busy.
You are busy, yeah. And then it's being, how many teachers do they have dealing with this, plus like a cafeteria, and suddenly you're the only one. And I mean, I was so happy when there was a possibility to take to do takeaway finally, because you just, it's like a finally a little bit of relief from all of this. But I mean, no, we have to say that we've found ways to work. Like, once you take a bunch of deep breaths, we found ways to work around it. And right now he's learning, my son is learning about biomes. So actually that's been very cool, because it completely taps into a lot of what Chow Coyote is about. So investigating a lot of new cool animals, and and that's basically the whole structure I wanted to represent through Chow Coyote, is some kind of learning aspect, or not like a didactic one necessarily, but just some kind of connection to the real world, and through a kind of creative approach to that. So it's definitely given me a lot of ideas, and has been an inspiration. So this month, this unit is really great. So we'll see how it continues.
Yeah, we want to see more, obviously more new works, right? So it would be great to have some more animals, as your son is saying, oh, Mommy, can you make this animal, or whatever animal? So it'd be great if there would be some outcome as well for us as well.
Yes, of course. No, I think it will for sure happen. I think I have to find ways to do it at home, or do it with him in a more explicit way. So maybe have him collaborate with me, like in the painting or something like that. So we'll see. I have some ideas for that, but I'll definitely keep you posted and find ways to work it in. So it's exciting. It's an exciting time to put these ideas into practice. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So you're also teaching, right? Since last year. So that's also, I could imagine, challenging right now, but probably for students, it's more easier to adapt because they're already digital natives, right?
No, I don't know. I mean, I think like all of this has been challenging for them as well, because it was such a quick decision. And yeah, it's complicated. I mean, you really kind of appreciate how people work and their commitment to education and these family structures. And so a lot of them went home. Some of them went home to countries where the lockdown is a lot more serious. Like I have a lot of students from Spain, and they don't necessarily have the robust technology. Like they have maybe old computers, or their internet connection with their parents isn't fantastic. And, you know, they experience the same technical challenges as we do. I haven't really had a hard time adjusting. I think that these programs are quite easy, you know, like Zoom, I think, you know, that's something even my parents can figure out. So I think it's more just like the technical challenges of accessibility and equipment have been. I really feel for them, and I really feel impressed and just, heartened by the fact they tune in weekly. And, you know, what's really interesting, I'd like to say, is that my class that I do is very kind of practice based. So like there's a theory element, but then we spend a lot of time actually painting and doing. So I've had to adapt this sort of studio practice to an online format. And I think this analog nature of just painting together, even online, we spoke about it before we started recording. But this idea of painting together online, they love it. So I could just sit there, just kind of aim my camera and do the exercises with them. And that's been this very meditative connecting force with us. So normally when I'm actually in the classroom, like I go around and kind of give critiques and give input, or critiques rather, like feedback and input. And it's not as natural to do that with this online format, but it's so we're kind of just sitting together, doing it together and discovering together. So I think that's actually been really great to see that take place.
You can see
how like students really connect to the material of something like paint or just the accidents that happen. So it's made me really think about that as well in terms of having that in your house. And I mean, yeah, I have students who are not artists that take it as an elective, and they order paints and want some feedback and that kind of thing. So it's really nice to see that give people solace, you know, at a time like this.
Yeah, as I said before, that before we started, some of the artists, they're doing get-togethers that they draw every morning at 11 o'clock or, you know, late in the evening, once a week. So it helps to work together and, as you said, to give some input and to see some other ideas. So that's nice. At least in this sense, we can be in exchange with other artists or with your students. So that's really nice. And the technical problems that we have, we all have to challenge them. But now we see that it's in some kind important, you know, to have those things available. But yeah, as you said, if you have a bad network or you don't have the computer, it's a pity that some people are falling out of that, you know, that they can't be part of it. So that's nice to see.
Well, we have to try to find ways to work around it as well and to be understanding for their circumstances. So, I mean, it's just interesting to see how painting and how art comes into play into this completely digital experience. I think that's going to be, I think, a big theme moving forward in this situation. So, but it definitely, I mean, I remember when one of the things I found was that there was a website that listed all the museums that you could do kind of a virtual tour on your own. Mm-hmm. And I mean, normally a museum like the British Museum, like which I wouldn't readily have access to from here. So it was such a kind of, everyone was so grateful to have that.
Well, I know that when I was investigating for our little kids club, I also found some really nice formats. Like Google is a big platform of that for sure. They're now listing a lot of museums that you can visit virtually. But sometimes I'm really surprised that some places I'm totally missing, like why they're not in that. They don't have virtual tours, or they're not that. Yeah, that's good. So it's interesting how different museums has been working on that the last few years. And the ones which have been always digital, now they have the advantage that people can see them. And that's also think in the future for people who are not anymore able to travel, also elderly people, it's great for them to be able to visit those museums like in a virtual way. And to get some explanation, mm-hmm. that's really cool, I would say. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to say that the other thing I've discovered also is a lot of artists doing online classes mm-hmm. like you are offering. And I think that's also been really nice, like these very kind of shorter, but it's so much more readily available, because I think I was trying to find some early before any of this started, and it's always this very specific kind of thing, but now it's become normalized mm-hmm. to sort of use art as a way to deal with this pandemic crisis. Yeah. Yeah. And that's been really great to see a lot of those things offered, and also like this idea that everyone can be an artist and you can just kind of play around with it at home. And just it's a very empowering thing to see. And I like that people are taking that on board as a real possibility. So I think it's also great that you're offering that. And I mean, this is also like what I wanted to do with Chow Coyote in the first place, is have this idea of like bringing art into your home in a kind of affordable way, and also just for an art that's for kids, like not dragging your kids to a museum or because they don't always want to go, but like just have this daily experience of art. So I think that really I love seeing that happen so much yeah. more. You know, I'm really happy to see that taking yeah. place and embraced in the situation as really like some like a solution, you know. So that's been interesting.
Yeah.
To think about.
Have to take the best out of it, I would say. It's like we can't change it right now, the situation. But thinking about that, you said like bringing the art to the kids' room. I would recommend you as well to do some like a little a video session to show how you're working on Chow Coyote art. That would be great, so people could see.
Oh yeah, we should talk about that. No, I for sure will do that. Thank you. Yeah. You know, I have to think about a way to do it that makes sense. But yeah, I was thinking, yeah, this would be the time for sure to try that on. I mean, it's funny because like through my teaching, that was so spontaneous that the university decided to just go online and we had to all adapt. And there was kind of not this pressure to make it perfect, but you know, not that this is still not a pressure, but it's still like you owe it to the students, you owe it to your public in a way to make it clear. So I feel like now I kind of understand the format so much more. So yeah, we should definitely try it and make it fun. I think my son would absolutely love a project like this.
That's what I was saying. We need to make him join and do a little sketching for us. That would be great. So people could see how the work is happening, because it's always funny. They're standing in front of the artwork and they're thinking how the artist has been doing that. So that's really, really, really cute to see what they think, how they did it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you got it. We'll do it behind the scenes.
That'd be great. Yeah. Yes, Alisa, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing you a little bit day-to-day life during the lockdown with us. And we really want to see more of Chow Coyote here. Our listeners can also come to the gallery. We have the exhibition until the end of May, so come on over and see the artwork of Chow Coyote. And yeah, it would be great to think about our little idea of the live drawing session. You know, we did even a live drawing session with one of our artists. Think about it. But we can also record it. Don't worry. It doesn't need to be live,
so
but it's nice. I think it's also a new format, so you can be in touch with your collectors and buyers. So that's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm so happy that there's something to see now, and that, you know, even in this lockdown that you're there and that there's a space that can be that the work can be experienced. So thank you so much for that. And yeah, I promise I'll come up with something cool to share in terms of a demonstration. So yeah, we'll make it happen for sure.
Yeah.
And thank you. Oh, it's so nice to talk to you. It's so nice to hear your voice and see your video. Yeah. And I hope we see each other in person soon.
Yeah, definitely. So take care. Have a nice weekend. And please, listeners, follow us with us. Stay with us. Listen to our podcast. And all the best to you. Stay healthy, right?
Yes, stay healthy, stay safe, stay distant.
Okay.
Keep distance. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.